أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه، نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبإيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. Yesterday we read that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had ordered us that we must make tawbah. Allah has kept this great door open for us, and regularly we should make tawbah for anywhere where we falter, make errors. And especially in this context, that within the home we do commit a lot of errors but we don't even realize it, so we should resort to tawbah. On that, Allah ta'ala had promised the great ni'mats of Jannat, Akhirat. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala says, that will be a day, the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. جس دن کہ اللہ ذلیل نہ کرے گا نبی کو اور ان لوگوں کو جو یقین لاتے ہیں اس کے ساتھ. That will be a day when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will not humiliate and disgrace His Nabi and those people who brought Iman with Him. In other words, Allah will give them great, great honor on that day. Yeah, in this world, the people who are staunch on deen, people normally look down, even Muslims look down, that they are very backwards, they are very, they are out of time, etc. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bless them with great, great honor in front of everyone. And it will be also a day, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Unki roshni dorti hai unke aage aur unke dahne. Their noor will be going in front of them and on the right side. All around they will be having a lot of noor. That noor will be the noor of wudu. When a person makes wudu, then that noor that he gets. The noor of ibadat, sajda, etc. All that noor, the noor of iman and yaqeen. All that noor will be within a person, and this noor will show him the path. That every person will just go with his own light. Just like a torch, a person uses it for himself, but the torch also, somebody else can also benefit from that light. But on that day, nobody else will be able to benefit. Every person, his own noor that comes out, the parts of the body that he washes when he makes wuzu, etc., that noor will guide him on that day. And further, in great happiness and joy, they will say, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. اے رب ہمارے پورے کر دے ہم کو ہماری روشنی اور معاف کر ہم کو. And they will say, oh Allah, in great joy, give us the full noor today. Let us have proper light and to cross full sirat on the dark and horrible day of Qiyamah. They will have noor with them. And also they will make dua, whatever errors and omissions we had committed, oh Allah, you forgive all of that for us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. بے شک تو سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے. Undoubtedly, you are the one that has got power over everything. There is nothing that can overpower Allah Ta'ala. Not even Allah's anger overpowers Allah Ta'ala. If we become angry, we are overpowered by our anger. And many times we don't know what we are doing in our anger. Or we are overpowered by love. We have love for our children and we do many wrong things in love for our family, for our children also. But for Allah, nothing can overpower Him. Everything is under Him. So we beg of Him for His forgiveness. Even the whole world's gunas are absolutely nothing for Allah to forgive. So we just have to beg Him and turn to Him. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in order to establish a complete environment to practice deen and to make it easy to practice on deen, Allah gives another order, Ya Ayyuhan Nabiyyu, Jahidil Kuffar wal Munafiqeen. Ay Nabi, Larai kar Munkiro se, aur Dagha Bazo se. O Nabi, fight against the non-believers and the hypocrites, because they are spoiling the environment. They are bringing evil in the places, and they are perpetrating the evil ideologies, etc., amongst people. So fight against them. and also recognize who the munafiqeen are in the guise of Muslims, but they are also promoting all the things of the non-Muslims. So these people, fight them so that you have a proper Islamic society and everyone can benefit from that. وَغْلُضْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرْسَخْتِي كَرْ أُنْ بَرْ And be hard on them. They are such that they don't desire any good for mankind. They just want to cause great harm, whether it is in financial systems, whether it is in social systems, in everything. They are out to destroy mankind. So get rid of them and their evil ideologies and their evil thoughts, etc. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ Or inka ghar dozakh hai. And in the year after, the place of abode, of staying, is the fire of Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصْعِيرِ Or buri jagah cha poonche. And it is a very evil and bad place that they would have reached. So in order to cleanse up society, it is necessary to do a cleansing, And that is to get rid of them. So Allah Ta'ala, in order to that everyone can enjoy a proper Islamic way of life, Allah Ta'ala commands this also, that we today, unfortunately, we are following in their ways, whereas we should be fighting against their ways and establishing the ways of Islam. But unfortunately, we ourselves are promoting all their ways of life, etc. also. So in this ayat, Allah has encouraged us to make tawbah, to turn to Allah, to adopt a strict Islamic way of life. And in there lies our goodness of this world, within the home, outside the home also, and in the whole society as well.